You're listening to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio path of totality. If you've just joined us, incredible radio. We had an interview with live in studio, exclusive interview with Ron Ferguson, State Rep, Ohio District 96 in the House. He's running against former State Senator Frank Hoagland, and the race has gotten very ugly. And now iHeart is putting its finger on the scale, trying to help Hoagland, having their idiots, Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes, trash Ferguson with lies. And then iHeart supposedly is issuing an apology, but nobody can find it anywhere, and iHeart can't figure out how to send an audio file to Ron Ferguson. The moment he gets that audio file, we're going to be broadcasting it morning, noon, and night on all of our stations. And what iHeart is doing is just it's inexcusable. I guess when you're that big and that powerful, you think you can get away with anything. And maybe you can. I don't know. So here's a little bit more of that notorious segment that the iHeart apologized for.
At the end of last week, inquiring about this. And Otis, you had a conversation. If you would please go over that.
So you sent me this stuff at the end of last week, mm-hmm. and asked me to reach out to, you gave me a couple numbers, mm-hmm. and I called both numbers. I left a message, I believe, at Ron Ferguson's state
office
number. Mm-hmm. I left my name and phone number. I identified myself. I also, we were given the information that the manager that came and got Mr. Tahin, his first name was Rich from Seven Ranges. I called Seven Ranges, and it was one, I felt like I was calling the state, because you had, it was like, this is, listen to our menu and also everything else. Yeah. So I couldn't, I just waited for the operator to come on, and I said, I'm looking to speak to your manager, Rich. Is mm-hmm. he available? And she said, let me put you on hold, and I'll transfer you over. Well, of course, it went to his voicemail. And within probably 10 minutes, I got a phone call from Lisa Ferguson.
This is the part where you realize what, I've never met the woman, but what kind of a nice person she is. She returns the phone call within 10 minutes. And listen to how helpful she was to these two idiots, Bloom Dummy and the Dumbettes. Listen to how helpful she was.
Who is Ron Ferguson's mother. Mm-hmm. She's also an attorney and I believe a judge in Jefferson County, if I'm not mistaken. And she was super nice, and I explained why I was calling. And I asked her about Mr. Tahin and his employment at Seven Ranges. And she said that she, you know, she doesn't really have all the access, but she can look it up. So she pulled it up on her computer right there and said that, no, he is not employed. She goes, but I can look a little deeper into this.
Okay.
And she gave me her number, her cell number, and everything else. And I kind of explained to her, I said, look, I said, I'm not 100% familiar with what's going on. I have not seen the video yet.
At that point in time.
And so I explained to her, I said, look, this is, I'm just flying off the cuff. And, you know, we kind of joked around a little bit and, you know, had to, you know, just whatever. And so she was nice enough to give me her cell phone. Mm-hmm. But she also stated that that the owners of the business are Ron Ferguson's brother and the father. Mm-hmm. And that she looked at, she called me back and she said that Mr. Tahin has no record of employment at Seven Ranges.
Okay.
But yet in the video, he says,
it's very clear,
that his boss mm-hmm. is coming to pick him up
from Seven Ranges.
But he never said that Rich from Seven Ranges was his boss, because they were talking about another guy. Meanwhile, you find out that Ron Ferguson's mom is golden, kind, helpful, everything. And yes, it's true. There are co-owners. She mentioned two of them. He never asked, is Ron Ferguson one of the owners? Again, this is Journalism 101.
Ranges, and we've seen the boss on the video, mm-hmm. and we have confirmed that he works at Seven Ranges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing in that...
No, that's not the boss. That's not who Oscar was referring to. The boss couldn't make it, so the boss called Rich. They know this. They're just lying. They're just lying. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hold on a second here. Okay. We're running out of time here. We've got Dimitri Gafidi coming up. We'll get to the juiciest part. It's going to have to be tomorrow. I've got several guests tomorrow as well. It's going to be a jam-packed show. But the big takeaway here today is this, that iHeart, largest broadcaster, radio broadcasting company in America, according to Ron Ferguson, can't figure out how to send an audio file, which includes the apology, to Ron Ferguson. They tried to send it by email, didn't go through. And iHeart can't figure out how to get that audio file to Ferguson during the election, during this part of the time here, there's early voting. And the longer they can hold off on doing that, and more, the longer they can just bury whatever apology they're going to have so that virtually nobody hears it, it just helps Ferguson's opponent. iHeart's got its finger on the scale. And if Hoagland is one of their advertisers, or Hoagland's advertising agency, whatever agency he's using is one of their advertisers, on any of the iHeart stations here in the Valley, I'm telling you, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not offering legal advice, I'm just a civilian, but it certainly seems to me that they've got some very serious exposure issues here. The moment that iHeart finally figures out how to send an audio file to Ferguson, or figures out how to use Dropbox, we will have that apology. And we're going to play it nonstop on all of our stations so you understand what kind of slimy weasels you're dealing with down there at the Capitol. This is beyond pathetic. This is absolutely beyond, and people are voting right now. They need to hear those were all lies by Bloom dummies and the dumbettes of his. Absolutely unbelievable. iHeart can't figure out how to send an audio file. Why any company would still advertise on VA is beyond my comprehension. I swear to God it is. When you listen to this abortion that they're trying to pass off as a radio show, I mean, you just got to shake your head and go, really? I mean, really? So as soon as we get our hands on that apology, we're going to air it nonstop.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
It is Dimitri Gafidi. The rules of engagement: don't have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local laws. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. We've got to say goodbye to our Facebook side here because the music royalties, bear with me. Dimitri Gafidi, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Gafidi, ADA compliant. Dimitri Gafidi. Dimitri Gafidi. Vinny Vinny.
Oh, yeah, come on, Tom, man. Yeah, that team in is over. Come on, every game, man. I don't know, man, but it's a big game, too. Dig it. Some things you can't
hide. I want to know. Commander Graffiti. Tell me what's on your Graffiti.
Pull the plug, please.
Get ready, Graffiti.
To start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.